I've got times on my hands. It's Wednesday afternoon, 10 to 4. What better way to spend it than to try playing with Sylvia and some beans? A few weeks ago, I got some beans from Sweden, which had a lot of pea berries in it. And I just wanted to know what's so special about a pea berry. So the other day, and please don't laugh at that, but I went through the supermarket of Sainsbury's. And what did I see there? I actually saw some Tanzanian Moshi community fair trade sun-dried pea berry coffee beans. So I thought I'd buy them and try them out. Now, I know they put kind of a year's expiry date on them, which is quite scary if you think of it. And if you know the freshness of beans is paramount for a good coffee. But it said February 2013. So, okay, we're beginning of April. So I'm pushing it a bit because I think that these beans have probably been roasted and bagged in February this year, 2012. So borderline, I know, but so curious am I to know what a pure pea berry bean would taste while putting it through Sylvia that I couldn't resist and I bought it. So I'm going to have a look at it and then decide with the king and with Sylvia how to proceed next. Well, first thing to do is obviously opening the bag and having a look at these beans. Ooh, there's immediately a beautiful aroma coming through as soon as I open the bag, which is good news. And it's cute. It's so cute. They're all round and small. They're pea berries, no doubt about it. Oh, what are they? Are they dark? It's actually dark outside. I think rain is looming overhead. Dark clouds looking out of my kitchen window. But, they've got a kind of a luster glaze. And they look very cute. I must take a picture of it. They look really cute. So now I'm going to have a bit of a think. And then I think it's going to be a bit of trial and error as to how finely to grind them, how coarsely to grind them. And then the dosing. I think I'll keep it at 18 grams to start off with and see how I get on. Okay, I've weighed 18 grams and I'm going to put it through the hopper. It's always difficult. Where do you actually start off on the grind setting? But I'm just going to start with what I did this morning. Well, this morning was the Cuidado from Drury, the Cuidado espresso blend from Drury. And, I'm just going to keep it at that. Espresso setting of the Vario King. Okay. And I'm going to start grinding.